Mishum the cheskasei bodik. The kesavra kol chverim he meitzol bdikas chometz. Because it's a svara, every person is a chverim, means watches himself, does the mitzvah the right way when it comes to bdikas chometz. Rashi, the kesavra itana kol chverim meitzol bdikam. Ve'afilu amoritz. Even though the person is an amoritz, of a davar shul muhzak chverim mechaskin lei. But something that we know for sure he watches out carefully, we could trust him. Shloyovas manayat shesu. He zecher didn't stop doing anything until he didn't start doing anything until he did the bedika. You have a right to nemon. Everybody made the bedika. The Tanya, I'll bring you a raya that somebody that's a chover, somebody that's careful in the mitzvahs, you have a right to believe that he did it right away. The Tanya chover shemeis. If you have a chover, means a choshev, a person that always takes off trumas and maisus, even though he's meis. Ve'niach megurim leya peris. He left over his warehouse full of peris. Afilu hein bnei yoyman. Even if you know for sure they first picked off the fruits today, and he died in the afternoon, so it's only a few hours before he died that they picked off the tefuah. So the question is, did he already take off trumas and maisus or not? Are you allowed to go eat from these peris now? What's the halacha? We say harayim vecheskes musakonim. We say yes, 100%. This chaver, as soon as he picked off his peris right away, he went to masakon them and he took off the trumas and maisus. You see, somebody that's a chover that watches himself as nizra in the mitzvahs does it as soon as possible. He doesn't push it off. There also, since the Tana holds for bedikas chometz, everybody is nizra. Everybody watches themselves to make sure they do this mitzvah. So in Emon, they do it this manner right away. Then Earl Arbosa, the night of Erev Pesach, everybody makes the bedika. So the next morning, it's becheskas. There was a bedika. That's why it's kosher. You can even trust a cotton if he says the house was budded. So the Gemara Mimai, what's the raya from here? Dilma Shani Hocho Mishum the Kamri Hani. Like you wanted to tell me, bring me a raya from this braisa, we just said that you believe a cotton and an isha is the reason why, because there's a chazaka here that everybody is nizir, everybody watches himself and is careful in this mitzvah of Bedikas Chometz. So the Gemara, no, what's the raya? Maybe if the person is an amoritz, he's not careful. We can't trust the person to say stam, he did the Bedika. So you know why we trust these katanim here? Maybe because they're telling. Like the Gefar, somebody is telling us that the owner made the bedikah. But the Mimai, Dilma Shani Hachim Mishum the Kamri Hani. Maybe because the Isha or the Eved or the Kotn are telling us that the owner did make the bedikah. That's why we have a right to them on this house has a bedikah. But without them, if we wouldn't believe them, maybe there's no such chazaka. So how do you know from here there is a din of a chazaka? Fred Gemara, no, you can't say that. Otu amira dahani midi mashashi stay. What are you talking about? Like, the words of these people don't mean anything. Otu, do we say amira dahani, these people, when they say, like the cotton or the ish or the ever, when they speak out, they say edus. Midi mashashi stay doesn't mean anything. They have no kayach of edus. So they themselves, we don't believe. So if we don't believe them, why do we say we believe what they're saying, that the house is cheskas bodik? Chur, it only has to be because of the chazaka. Fred Gemara, good. So Yechur, you're right, you'll have a raya from here that we have a chazaka, that minastam we nemo and everybody does the bdikas chometz. Fred Gemara, el amai, this cheskase bodik. El amai, you want to tell me, pshat from this braisa, why we believe a kotin, is because even without him, we also nemo a chazaka to say most probably the bailim made the bdika. He did the way he was supposed to. Obazer, Fred Gemara, hayakel nemonim, why does the braisa say everybody is believed when they tell us that they made a bdika? It should have said a different lashon. The Braisa should have said a lashon kol habatim becheskas bedukim v'yarbos miboyle. The Braisa just should have said, you should know every single house that belongs to a yid is becheskas bedukim. There was a bedika done to it, not because we believe anybody. You don't have to come on to any belief. You don't need edim here. Stam, it's a chazaka. It's a chazaka that everybody, any owner, makes a bedika upon his house. So why do we have to say a lashon here that we believe these people? So it's mashma, something's wrong yet. That we have to believe this cotton to say there was a bedika. And mashma, without his namonis, we won't believe it. As a chura, why not? If you do have a chazaka, you don't have to believe them. And if you don't have a chazaka, we shouldn't believe the katanim. How does it work? Mamonoshoch. Something's missing. Elo, my, what do you want to tell me? Mishum amir the honey. It's not true. You have to come on to believe these people. You have to believe the Isha, believe the cotton, believe the Eved when they said they made the bedika. Elo, my mishum amir the honey. Of a zaydo biyadik. Then we'll see. Holoi amri honey. Mashmi of these did not say. If you don't have a cotton telling you that the owner made a bedika here, loy, then we would not nemon the owner did a bedika. So, then we should have a raya from here. The ain cheskasei bodik. We should have a raya then from this braisa that stam, without any edus, we don't know if the owner did a bodika or not. We have a suffix. There should be a klal ein chaskos a bodik. As for cat, you have to come on to ask them, did they make a bodika or not? Which is also very shrewd to us. If you have to come on to believe them, how can we believe a cotton? A cotton has no din edus. So something is missing, like lamonoshach. If you elamai, you believe them. So it's a raya, there's no chazoka. There's no chazoka, stam azoy, we never write to them on. Everybody makes a bdika. So if you don't know if the person made a bdika or not, how could you tell us this house is becheskas bodik because we believe the ketanim? Aya cotton is not neman, so something's missing still. So the moral of the elam is like this. Li oilam. The elamai, mishum amirani, holay amirani, loy tishmei, dechaz bodik, loy. Abadi has to say there is such a chazoka. There is a chazoka that everybody makes a bdika upon his house. What are we talking about now that this braisa says, you know why this house is bodik? Because you believe in Isha, or you believe in Kotan, or you believe in Eved. The question is, what do you have to believe them for? Once we say every person is becheskas that he makes a bdika, so pshita that the house is bodik. What do we have to believe these people for? Now here we're talking about a special case, we're talking about a certain house, a certain person, that is a lazy guy. He's musak loy bodik. He's telling everybody, today, out of a hard day of business, mamish, I'm finished. When I get home tonight, I'm going straight to sleep. That's what he told everybody today. So come out, the house of the chesk is a bodik. Like everybody knows he's very tired, and we have a big shiloh if he made a bdik or not. So such a person is out of the chazoka, the cheskas bodik. A normal person, stamza, we don't hear yes or no from him. We name on everybody is nizra mitzvahs bdikas chometz. It comes leil avos, everybody goes on and makes a bdika. But this person was muhsuk londalay bodik. We heard by daytime he's saying, klo, I'm knocked out, I can't work tonight. I'm going to have to go to sleep right away. So here we have a good suffix, did this person make the bdika or not? Well, kam rihani. Bitkinu, now these people say, you know what, we made the bdika. The Khan says, Enechlami, the Bible packer went home tonight and went straight to sleep. That's where he went. Now I made the bdika. Or the Isha says, I made the bdika. Or the Evet says, I made the bdika. So we believe them. Now, Mao, the time I would think, Lelehemnu, Rabbonin, that swore we ask him all along, it's like a shrew, the Rabbonin should not believe them. What do I mean? We don't believe a cotton. He has no denatus. That's why I would think, Kamash Mlon, the Chiddush of his brighter is no. Kivon the bdika is chomets mid Rabbonin. Since the chiyuv to make a bdika is only midi rabbonon, who the midi araisa bevito biyal masagi, that midi araisa not to be over by your or by motzei, or else to be mekayim the mitzvahs tashbisu midi araisa you could be mekayim with bittel, you mavatul your chometz. So meila we zichin them on that the owner here, even if the owner says he's coming home tonight, he's tired, he can't make a bdika. Since this gemara alone wouldn't be a theory to the first ran we said that the ran says. Now, if you want to midiraisa, you don't have to make a bitul chametz. If you want to, you can only make a bdika. If the person wants to make a bdika, he can do the bdika. Because by checking out the house for all the chametz and taking out of Yishus, that's also a key of the mitzvah of tashbisu. You got rid of all your chametz, and you're not over by your own by your motzei. But let's say a person though is lazy, and tonight we're saying the guy's tired, he can't make a bdika tonight. So you know how else he could do it? There's another eitzah to be mekayim the mitzvah deraisa. Bitul! Just before you go to sleep, say, I'm a vatal all my chometz, I'm making a kehaf for daria, I have no chshiv, it doesn't mean anything to me, it's like dirt. So midiraisa, you're mekayim mitzvah tashbitzu, and you're not over by your by motzei. But in such a case, even though after you made bitul, still midirabonin, there's a chiv to make a bdikon. So Rashi is also moedim. This Gemara, bdikon is only midirabonin. Once the person did make a bittul, pshita, the chiyuv to make a bdikur also is only midrabbanan. And the reason why the rabbanan made the chiyuv bdikur is, could be Rashi's also moedah, because we're afraid maybe you come to eat it midrabbanan. Or else in the Ram says the svar is that we're afraid maybe the person doesn't make a good bittul. Because bittul means even though you have $100 worth of chametz, you have to say in my mind, it means nothing to me. So some people say it and rather they don't mean it. For them, $100 worth, $100, they really want to have it. They don't want to give it up so fast. So we have to be afraid, maybe the person doesn't make a good bittul. That's why the Rabbanan said, make a bdikum. So the kids to hear this person is deemed to make the bdikum is only midi Rabbanan. So the klal is, kivin igas chomets Rabbananu, to midi raisa bittul b'yal masagilu, hem nu Rabbanan midi Rabbanan. That's the Chishan's braisa. That Rabbanan believed a kotin, or an ish, or an eved, in a chiv midi Rabbanan. Since the chiv to make the bdikum is only midi Rabbanan, so the Rabbanan will make oath to believe a cotton to say he did the bdika, to believe an isha to say that she did the bdika. That's why they believed. But mashma, if it be midiraita, though, b'dikas chametz, we would not believe in Isha. An Isha would not be neman. Now, Tosfos asked the question, why not? Tosfos says, afagav, the chol davishu biyodim, me'aminin lu l'noshim biyavodim. Ve'afilu midiraita. Anything that's in the hands of an Isha or of an Eved, we believe that even for the rices. The mice in the chol yoim, shonam aminim li'isha v'yevet ala shchita, v'yala nikur. An Isha with the rices, let him make a shchita. A Eved can make a shchita. They can make a nikur, they can clean out, the chickens. They can make a malicha for us. How do you know your chicken is kosher? The wife makes the malicha. So you see a trusty wife. So you have a lot of dinim to trust your wife. She says she did it. So how come here, smash from the Gemara, if Vedikas Chametz would be Midiraisa, you wouldn't, Anisha would not be Neman. Why not? So Tosfos answers, the Tosfos says, Afaga become mock me heavy Midiraisa from the Minalei, Mishum Dika, Tircha, Yeserta, Yeserta. It's a very hard job to do a Vedika. But Sarach dig the Godel. And you have to check out the house very, very good. Because the Nuch of Yerushalmi, Shemafarshav, Neshanoshim, Aslonius. Women are lazy. They say, when men come to clean the house, it's pretty lazy. When Anisha cleans the house, he does a pretty good job. But advice is a different type of cleaning here. You're cleaning the shame mitzvah to get out, not stam dirt. You want to get stam the chomitz, the svara stam noshim are lazy. We can't rely on the noshim hain. Mashenkein, other mitzvahs, then that's not a hard job. Stam to salt the chicken, it's not such a hard job. So there we could trust the Isha. Mashenkin here, Vedikas Chametz, if it would be Midiraisa, since it's a hard thing to do, we would not trust the Isha. Therefore, the Gemara says the only reason why we believe them is because it's only Midirabonin, and Midirabonin you could go Lakula. Let's just see one Rashi, a famous Rashi here. Rashi says, Bidvito Biyama, almost quite in the middle. Bidvito Biyama, that Rashi, Bidvito Biyama, the Pasuk says, Tashbisu. The Pasuk says, you have to get rid of the Chametz with a Loshen of Tashbisu. For loik siv tavaru, the Torah does not say lashon of tavaru, burn the chometz. V'hashpasasa delev hi hashpasasa. That's Rashi Shita. That when you mevatel chometz, you makayim mitzvahs tashbisu. Even though poshep shat from tashbisu means destroy the chometz, burn the chometz. Rashi has a kasha. Why didn't the Torah say lashon tisroifu, tisroifu, burn it? Why does it say lashon tashbisu? Tashbisu was mashma destroyed even with lev. Even in your mind, you just think that this chometz means nothing to you, that's also a key of the mitzvah tashbisu midiraisa. That's Rashi Shita. That's where Rashi learns bitul is not an Indian of hefker, stama making it free. Bitul of the pshatis is a key of the mitzvah tashbisu. I'm making this chometz in my mind like it's nothing, in my mind I'm destroying it, that's also a key of the mitzvah tashbisu. Tosfos asks kashas on Rashi, there can't be mitzvah tashbisu, and therefore Tosfos learns tashbisu means mom is burning it. That's the way you mekayim tashbisu. L'maisa, the reason why we burn the chometz every Pesach is the mekayim tashbisu shitum. That tashbisu mizavka sreifa, mizavka burning it mamish, not like Rashi. But Tosfos learns of b'zoi, tashbisu means you have to burn it mamish. So b'zoi, what does Al Gemara means the bittel helps? How does bittel help then? The Torah learns bittel means only hefker. Hefker means you make it like it doesn't belong to you right now. You're mafkid, you're making it free, whoever wants to take it, you take it. So if it doesn't belong to you, that's why you're not over by your own, by your motzi. In other words, when you're mevati yichometz, you make it a hefker, so you're not mekayim any mitzvah tashbisu. You didn't do destroying the chometz. It's just the pshat is you made it like you don't own any more chometz. So if you don't own any more chometz, so true, you're not mekayim mitzvah tashbisu, but you're not over by your own, by your motzi. That's where Tosfos learns. That midrash, if you want to do something, not to be over by your own, by your motzi, just be mafkid the chometz. Be mevat, we'll make it hefker. And then you're not over by your own, by your motzi anymore. But Rashi learns, no, Rashi learns we'll make the bittul, we'll mekayim the mitzvah tashbisu with bittul. Because the Torah doesn't say loshen tavaru to burn it, the Torah just says loshen tashbisu means destroying it belayv. Yeah. So more about it. Hiboy luhu, hamaske bayisa chaveroi becheskes bodit. I rented a house for my friend, and I'm renting, and I'm coming into the house on the fourth Erev Pesach, and I made up a tanai in the contract that you made a bedikah ready. I'm coming into the house 12 o'clock Erev Pesach. I have no time to make a bedikah now. The contract was that you owner, you make a bedikah Erev Pesach by night. You come into the house 12 o'clock Erev Pesach and you find chametz all over the house. You see clearly the owner didn't make the bedikah. Is me having to make a toyes aloy? Do you have a right to say to make a toyes? I'm not buying this house no more. Give me back the money. I didn't say this. I bought a house that's bodit. You give me a house that's not bodit. That's not what I bought. Is this called a mekach toyes or not? That's the shaylah. Tosh shema come. I'll bring you right. The tzad that's not a mekach toyes is because you bought a house.
You get in the house. Not that there's some crumbs or chums there, doesn't make it not a house anymore. So Mekir's toys has to be, it's not what I bought. I bought a good car, you give me a lemon, you give me something broken with it, it's not what I bought. I wanted a machine that works, not a machine that doesn't work. But here the house works, it's a good house. Just as some chum is there, maybe that's not enough of a swerve to say that the person really doesn't want to buy it. Why is he saying he doesn't want to buy it now? So Rashi speaks out, because could be he found a better apartment, that's why. Now, is it really, this is a swerve, so what? This is a chum is there, Avada, you still really want the house. Now, the reason why you're changing your mind now is because you saw a better apartment down the block. So you stop blaming it that there are a few crumbs of chum is there. That's the shayla. Or else, no, the person really means it. To you, it bothers you. I have no time now to make a bdikas kedai to say I'm not buying this at all. Toshima, the Omer Abaya, loy mi boy, not only the asrud loyai the agri in a town that nobody pays some hires somebody to make the bdikah for him. Obotko, but everybody makes their own bdikah. Like Baruch Hashem today, everybody makes their own bdikah. You don't get your shvatzer to come and do the bdikah for you. Everybody makes their own bdikas. Why? The nichalei liyinis the kiyum mitzvah, the gufa. It's a svaro. People like to do mitzvahs by themselves. So if that's the town you're in, so pshita. Even though you told the owner you want him to do the bdikah, but now that you got an Erev Pesach and he didn't do the bdikah, the zichas for us, not so, it doesn't bother you that much to say it's really nekech toys. Because people always like to do mitzvahs in that town. So pshita, you'll do the bdikah now, and it's not called the nekech toys. He says even a bigger chiddush though. El afilu v'yaskur d'yoyev agri abotku. Even if you told me you're living in the city now, that here everybody has the shvatzah to do the bdikah. So you hire people. Chesed, you can do a shvatzah, maybe you can't do a shvatzah. Maybe you have to have another year to do a bdikah to be nemon. But they hire people to do the bdikahs for them. They don't do it themselves, they hire other people. Still, so l'chur, here you get a good svara. Now when it comes to Erev Pesach, and this guy can't afford to hire anybody, so it's a big tirchum, maybe really it's a nekach tois. Like he doesn't want to do the bdikah now. Still we say no, still it's not called a nekach tois. Because still, the nichalei li'inish l'kiyume mitzvah b'mamayne. I mean, not that the guy is poor, but the question is though, I don't want to have to spend money. As for me to do the bdikah, I'm zichah not going to do the bdikah. In this town, nobody does the bdikah. Everybody that has a few pennies already gives a few pennies to somebody else and let that only do the bdikah for me. So what's going to be? You're going to come Erev Pesach now and you're going to have to spend a few extra dollars to have somebody come and make the bdikah. So the question is, the fact that you're going to have to spend an extra few dollars, and that's enough swore to say, it's a nekach tois. I bought the house the way it is. Not that I have to spend another $5. The fact that I have to spend another $5 is enough of a swore to make it a nekach tois. That's not what I wanted to buy. He says no. That can't make a nekach tois. Because what are you spending your money on? You're not stand throwing your money out. You're spending your money that somebody to be mekayim the mitzvah of bdikah. So zicha svara, the nich lelianish, a person is nich, a person likes it, to the kiyume mitzvah, to mekayim mitzvahs, but mind it with his money. So even though he has to spend another $5 here, that he didn't think he would have to, but now that it comes out, he does have to spend it, the zicha svara is not called to make a choice. Nobody in his right mind would say for this reason, for the extra $5 that I'm spending on doing mitzvah, it's a mitzvah anyway, to say that you want to make this to make a choice, I don't want this house. So Rashi says, Vizicha say then, why is this person complaining then so much? He's saying, I don't want this house. It's not because of the extra $5. It's because he found a better house someplace else. He just blamed you on these extra $5. But for the extra $5 by itself, Vizicha Svarab Shutam, nobody would complain that much to really make it into a Nekach Tois. Because the Svarab, Nichal Elienish, a person is Nichal, a person wants it to do mitzvahs even if he has to spend his money. Right. A co-partum to Svarab is not called a Nekach Tois. Well, right. Tanan Hossein, we learned later, Reb Meir Oimer Oichlim Kol Chomish, the fifth hour of the day of Erev Pesach, you're still allowed to eat chomis even mid Rabbonin. The Sorfim Betchil Sheish, but the beginning of the sixth hour, mid Rabbonin though, there's a chiyuv to burn it. Not only can't you eat it, but you have to burn it at the beginning of the sixth hour. That's Reb Meir Shita. There's only one hachokim mid Rabbonin. The fifth hour you're allowed to eat it, the sixth hour mid Rabbonin you're not allowed to eat the chomis, and that's the zman you have to burn it. That's Reb Meir Shita. We have Yehuda Roimer, Oichlen Kol Arba. He holds no. You're only allowed to eat chomis till the end of the fourth hour. But the fifth hour ready and the sixth hour ready, it's also to eat the chomis with the Rabbonin. For Toilin Kol Chomish. Now the fifth hour of the day, it's a din Toilin. What does Toilin mean? It's like hanging. It means, hanging means that you're not allowed to eat the chomis, but it's mutar b'hano. If you want to, you could feed it to your animals. If you want to, you could still sell your chomis. It's mutar b'hano. Just with the Rabbonin, the fifth hour of the day, you're not allowed to eat the chomis anymore. For a sorfim, it's chilashesh. But the beginning of the sixth hour, that's when it comes already, osaba no, and that's when you have to burn it. And that's the we old balocha. That after the fourth hour of the day, we don't eat chomis anymore, Erev Pesach, with the Rabbonin.
and the beginning of the sixth hour, that's when the Zechir Sreifa to burn it, and then it's also Banur. That's the Brisa later. Now, Zod Gemar, the Kula Yam, according to everybody though, Miyo Chomesh, Chomets, Mishay Shoyis Lomala Osir. That Midiraisa, they both Moida, that you're allowed to eat the Chomets until the end of the sixth hour. It's only after the sixth hour that it's also to eat Chomets Midiraisa. For the Gemar Minolan, how do we know such a Chiddush? To say that Midiraisa, Erev Pesach up until the sixth hour, you're allowed to eat Chomets. From the sixth hour, after the sixth hour, it's also to eat Chomets. How do we know this? Where does it say in the Torah that on Erev Pesach, half yes, half no? And the Gemara Omer Abaya, Trei Kroi Tzivi. There are two psukim in the Torah. Tziv, one pasuk says, Shivas Yomim S'or Lo Yimot V'Vateichem. For 7 days, you should not find Chometz in Rishus. So Mashba Poshta, it's only Yosef throughout the 7 days, that's all. Before the 7 days, before Pesach starts, Mashba, you can have Chometz, then you can eat the Chometz. It's only the night of Pesach that it comes also. Or b'chsid is another pasuk that says, "Ach b'yoyim horishon tashbisu some b'teichim." On the first day, that's when you should destroy the sor of the chometz from your house. So pashut b'yoyim horishon means the first day of Pesach. So it says b'yoyim horishon be mashmo that the first day of Pesach at night you're allowed to have chometz in your house. When do you have to get rid of chometz? Only Pesach on Yom Tov itself mechatzos v'elas chreis on the day itself you have to get rid of. That's the series to the first pasuk. The first pasuk says, Shivas Yomim Soli Masav Atechem. For a whole 7 days, you can't have chometz in your house. Mashma completes 7 days. And the next pasuk is the series says, no. When do you have to get rid of the chometz? B'yoyim HaRishon. Mashma the first day of Pesach. Mashma the night of the first day, you're allowed to have chometz in your Rishus. So it's a series. And for the Gemara, a case that has to come out, that B'yoyim HaRishon there means, the rabbis are also levir. It comes to the marveh that Arabos to the forever Pesach Levir. That's the Chiddush here. That even Ach b'yom rishon here does not mean the first day Pesach, but it means Erev Pesach. That on Erev Pesach there's also a chiyuv beer to get rid of the chometz. For the Gemara good of the v'ema, for the Gemara v'ema the Rabbis leil chamisha also Levir. Maybe this Chiddush of Ach b'yom rishon is coming to tell me even the night time of Pesach. Also, the chiyuv to get rid of the chametz already, not only by day, but even by the night of Pesach, you have to get rid of it. Mistul the kasha. How do you know b'yom rishon means erev Pesach? Maybe b'yom rishon tachem means the first day of Pesach. But the chiddush is not by day, like we're saying, but at the beginning of the night, right away, you have to get rid of the chametz. What's the havamina? The salka that the chaminah I would think yomim ksiv. The pasuk before says shivas yomim sholei masav b'teichem. So for 7 whole days. Means the daytime, you should not have chametz in your rishus. But the first night of Pesach, it's not the day yet. Maybe the first night of Pesach, you would be allowed to have chametz in your rishus. That's why I need the next pasuk, Ach, b'yom rishon, tell me no. Like even the first day, the whole first day, has to be no chametz in your rishus. So maybe it's only coming to be marbo, leil, of chamisha also, that it's also to have chametz in your rishus. Sakur ha'chamina, yomim ksiv, yomim in, leil es loy. So the Gemara, Kamash Mulon, that the Apostle is telling us, no, even the first night you can't have it. Kamash Mulon, Afilo Leilois, that even the night time also, it's also to have the Chometz in your shoes. So the Gemara, no, that can't be Yehula Yitzvach Lei. For this you would not need a Apostle. Do Iskush, because we have a Hekish, Hashbisos on Sauron, Lachilas Chometz. There's a Hekish.